Have you found that after a period of heavenly, blissful, tranquil sleep, you're again struggling despite doing things exactly as you did before? Do you have a sense that you found the keys that unlocked the gates to sleep Eden only to lose them again and not being able to rediscover the keys? If so, you have found yourself in a place that we call Paradise Lost. And the good news is you have found the video, the class, where this is exactly what we're going to talk about. We're going to see what Paradise Lost is all about, why it happens, and most importantly, how you find yourself back to where you want to be, a place of peaceful sleep and peace of mind.
What a change had been so profound that I looked full at the problem in the face, like, okay, insomnia, do your worst. I'm not running from you. I'm not going to be scared. It's just something that's just so simple. Like the truth has to be simple. Otherwise, it's not the truth.
I was so trapped in my head before. When I say my whole life changed, like my whole life changed.
I'm Coach Daniel, and this is a Sleep Coach School.
So yes, welcome back. If you're new to the channel, then welcome here. Hope you'll find a ton of helpful and meaningful education here. And if you're, a returning student, then welcome back, of course. And yes, in this episode, we're going to talk about a new concept that we call Paradise Lost. And we are going to understand what it is, why it happens, and we're also going to see how we can find ourselves, returning to that place of peaceful sleep again. So really, this class is just divided into two sections. And we're going to start with the first one in a second. But very, very quickly, a couple of months ago, I saw this pattern. I saw that more than one student described exactly this. They described like finding our YouTube channel or one of our books or, discovering our content. And then having a period of time where things just were so nice. There was such relief. Sleep happened just, by itself. And, and things were really heavenly. But then going back to a place of like a real struggle. I saw this pattern and I thought a lot about it. And then I found this wording, the Paradise Lost wording. I thought this fits really, really nicely. And I also saw like why this happened and how we can find ourselves back. So just a little quick backstory. So with that said, again, we'll talk about what it is. What is Paradise Lost? Well, I define it as Paradise Lost is a place of returning sleep struggles after blissful sleep maintained by attempts to rediscover the key that presumably unlocked this heavenly period. In other words, when we are sort of in like the desert, if you will, when we are really struggling, we don't understand what's going on. We're desperately looking to find something that can help us sleep. We try things, but nothing is helping. And we find that after learning a bit about sleep, we find kind of this oasis, where there's like water and food and we're like relieved and sleep just happens. Then when that is taken away from us again, or we have the sense that it's taken away from us again, we naturally think, oh my gosh, I lost something. I had something, but now I lost it. And the tricky thing here is that we're not really seeing exactly what's happening, right? The way this is often expressed to me, something like this, like my sleep was amazing for more than a week, but now I can't get it back, even though I'm doing the exact same things as I was doing when I was sleeping well, right? So again, this is just describing what it is. I think I've done it a few times, so we're done with that part. Now, some people who hear this may say, hey, Daniel, this sounds like you're just describing like a speed bump, a period of trouble sleeping that happens after, education and some inner work has led to peaceful sleep. And if you thought this, you're absolutely right. This Paradise Lost, concept, very much this. It is a type of speed bump. That is true. But there are many types of speed bumps. We have, success regress. We have kind of like the pendulum pattern. We have like, the sleep honeymoon ending. All those are types of speed bumps, right? So I just want to say, yeah, you're absolutely right. This is a type of speed bump. But there are kind of several varieties of those. And it really helps when we understand not only when they happen in general, but we see that, the way I experienced this speed bump is nothing new. It's actually quite common. That can be so helpful. So I think it's always helpful to describe them. Now, if you specifically said like, this sounds like, you know, what you talk about when the sleep honeymoon ends, then I would say this is very, very similar to that, like sleep honeymoon ended, but it's more pronounced. The difference is that when somebody has had kind of a sleep honeymoon and there's some trouble sleeping again, and you educate this person and say like, hey, what really happens is the following, you know, you found this teaching, you became less scared, you, as a function of being less scared, you tried less to sleep, you tried less to control it or manage it, you did less, you became more and more effortless, that led to peaceful sleep. And then there was just a little bit of kind of residual fear that maybe prompted a thought like, but what if this doesn't last? And that fear created some tension, and the tension kept us awake. And then we thought, oh no, I lost something. And then we have some trouble sleeping. This is essentially like the honeymoon ending. And when you share this with someone and they go, I see, I get it, I understand. Okay, I think I know where to go from here. This is a typical kind of like sleep honeymoon type of scenario. But when somebody goes, no, that can't be it. You're missing something, because I'm doing things exactly as I was doing before. You know, I wrote this down, like, I have, like, I'm not anxious. My mind is calm. I'm not thinking about sleep during the day. You know, I have zero sleep efforts, right? And this is still happening, right? This is more this paradise lost scenario where there's this like a deep conviction that something was lost, a deep conviction that something is wrong, a deep conviction that something is different, that it's not simply that, you know, we found the education, we went, became more effortless, and there was a bit of a, you know, a natural residual fear popping up, and we exerted some more effort. This explanation is kind of like unsatisfactory. And this is the paradise lost scenario, where it's a more profound belief that something is wrong that leads to a more of a, you know, ongoing struggle, but for the same reason as the sleep honeymoon ending, but more ongoing struggle. And now here's the thing, it's very attractive for our brain to think that it has found the key that unlocks, you know, the gate to like heavenly sleep. That is a very, very attractive proposition for our survival-minded brain, because what it really craves is, you know, being able to push this button and this happens, like, you know, control, you know, cause and effect, right? So the idea that we had found something that just fixed everything is very attractive to our brain, right? So this is why effortlessness so easily turns into effort, right? This way non-doing so easily turns to doing again. When we sort of present the idea that you don't need to do anything for sleep to happen, that is in a sort of way unattractive to our brain, because it wants to have control, right? So it goes like, okay, whatever I did when I was sleeping well, that is the key, and I'm going to do exactly that. You know, now that I have some trouble sleeping, and I'm just going to go back to doing exactly that. And now what's happening, of course, is nothing becomes something, right? We're doing, on a surface level, we're doing exactly the same thing, but at kind of a deeper level, you know, there's now effort. There's a return of effort now. There's a return of attempt to control. So reality is that leaving sleep struggles really is always a bumpy path, because fear doesn't go down kind of in a linear or predictable way. And peaceful sleep really always comes from less effort. Yes, it's true that like, quote unquote, sleep drive always win, like we hear sometimes. Yes, we will always sleep just by the mere fact that, you know, just as a consequence of the fact that our sleep drive increases the longer we stay awake. Yeah, that's true. But peaceful sleep, when we sleep well, that never comes from just like a strong sleep drive, right? Because we can have a super strong sleep drive, be really sleep deprived, but when we're anxious at the same time, sleep may happen, but it's not peaceful sleep. Peaceful sleep always comes from less effort, right? And when we don't really see this, but we believe that the bumpy night that happened, you know, 7 days into our like sleep heaven period, right? When we believe that that bumpy night means that we've lost the key, and we then go on to this pursuit of recreating the surface behaviors that we think is the key, then this puts us in a place of this paradise lost place. Okay, so I think hopefully it's really clear what the paradise lost concept means. And with that said, let's go to number two here, which is finding the way back to where we want to be, to peaceful sleep. And as so often, I think what we already did, like the education around it, understanding it, is the key. Because when something is mysterious and we don't understand it, we will automatically be like, oh, something's wrong. I need to fix it. I need to problem solve. I need to do stuff. But when we're like, ah, I understand what it is, it's again like the problem solving that ensues after a misunderstanding, which is that something was lost, is why I now have trouble sleeping. That automatically can lead us to like, ah, I don't need to do anything further. This is nothing uncommon. Many, many people have had this experience before me, that automatically can lead to like less effort and more peaceful sleep. Now, the other thing though, that I want to highlight here is in this Paradise Lost state, if you will, honesty can really, really help. Because what I find often keeps people in a struggle and keeps people in this Paradise Lost situation is often a belief that you know, there's no anxiety, there's a peaceful mind, I'm doing everything right, I'm doing everything exactly like I did before. But if we're kind of honest, we see that we are actually very anxious, right? We are actually thinking a lot about sleep. When we're saying we're not thinking about it, that is just evidence that we're thinking a lot about it, right? And that honesty can really lead to us seeing like, oh, there's actually nothing strange going on. I'm just anxious. I'm just worried. There's nothing else going on that can be so, so helpful here. And so in summary, we can see that like there is no key needed for peaceful sleep that can be lost, but we can lose ourselves and our peace of mind in the pursuit of that imagined key, if you will. So hope this concept, Paradise Lost, was helpful. And if you experience this, I really hope this leads to where you want to be. As always, let us know in the comment sections what you thought, if this made sense to you, and hope to have you back really, really soon. Thanks so much for joining today. Bye for now. That was all for today. I hope you found this episode really eye-opening. And if you're looking for something more tangible, then head over to our website, thesleepcoachschool.com. You'll find several coaching options where our teachings can be contextualized for you personally. If you decide to join, we look forward to seeing you on the other side.